It's time for the emergency break of the week.
The tape dispenser.
No. Hey, done.
Boy, do you know how quickly I could tape up a hostage's mouth with this thing?
Telling you.
Listen, Adam. Listen. You're getting a glimpse inside right now.
I mean, I bet you within 5 seconds, there's no way they're speaking.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
I said, okay.
Don't tell me they made love to him.
No, Craig.
A complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Why is your mind always just right on the brink
of
gay sex?
Yeah, I can't possibly understand that.
Can I withdraw the last comment?
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week.
If these people had done this to this man who is being robbed, it can hardly be described as making love.
I was just trying to soften the...
The what? Low?
On the little ticket.
All right, we'll give you three candidates, and you can vote on them at 888-787-1310. And I have to say that this is a pretty powerful week because so many P1s and those who work up here at the ticket have been talking about one of these candidates. And I did not hear this until this morning. This happened last weekend during Ticket Sports Saturday. That character known as Jonathan Fahey.
Fresh and Pepper?
He's at it again. Not doing tickers, but hosting Ticket Sports Saturday. Saw Fahey last night at Girls Night Out. Seems like a really nice guy, good dude. But he's got a real crazy side to him. There's something about him that's just not right. And I can't really figure out what it is. And I think you hear it in this exchange with a caller. Because I guess Fahey came out and said he was out of town, so he missed the Redskins-Cowboys game. And for some reason, he didn't TiVo it. Anyway, caller takes exception to it. Fahey tries to dog the caller, but it sounds like a three-year-old getting mad here. Let's give this a listen.
What I've seen out of the Jaguars, what little I've seen out of the Jaguars, I think the only game I actually saw them play was that one where they had Philly, you know, down 17-0 at
week
the half.
One. Yeah, week one.
And that's pretty much their most impressive performance, I would say.
Let's go, finally, before we take our break here, let's check in with Bill in Dallas.
Hey, man, how you doing? I got to say something. You know, first of all, the guy that's there with you, he's got no credibility, man. Don't be on a talk radio show for sports and tell me you didn't see the game. What the heck's with that?
I wasn't in town. I didn't see the game. Sorry,
matter.
Bill.
Listen, I'm just saying.
Well, what, Bill?
You're going to be on a sports talk show. You got TiVo or some way to record it.
Oh, I didn't.
Before you take the air. Well, come on, man. You know, get in the game.
But all right. Is that what you call for? You call up here to attack me? Because, you know, I'm in control here, Bill. Right?
No, I called up.
You called up here. You're personally attacking me now. I'm sorry, Bill. I did not watch the game. I'm a terrible broadcaster. Thank you for the call. Let's move on. Let's, if you got a serious call and you're not calling up here to disparage me, I'm sorry that I'm not, you know, geez. Anyway. Let's give out the number again, 888-787-1310. We may or may not take your calls after that.
Yeah, that's right, Jer.
He'll kill someone someday.
Oh, man.
It is a little weird, though, isn't it? Well, he bowed up quick, too.
The line, I'm in control here, was a little weird.
Yeah, Bill. What are you
going to
do about
it,
Bill?
What are you going to do? I'm in total control. Can't you hear the control I have?
He's taking out a revolver.
Yeah, what do you think, Bill? What are you going to do now, Bill?
He's holding a revolver with a shaky hand.
Yeah.
Half the time pointing it at Bill, half the time at himself.
Yeah. How about this, Bill?
Putting it in his own mouth. Get it out. Point the slobbery barrel towards Bill.
You have no idea what I go through, Bill.
Isn't that one of the common refrains from a psychopathic killer, that they're in control?
Yeah,
they're in control.
Well, heck, man, even I watch the games. And I
he was out of town.
Okay. He was in an F1 race in Austin.
Well, at least it was a sporting event.
Yes. He did F1.
Right, there's Fahey. He's back up for an e-break.
You really do need to catch all the Cowboy games, though, right?
Yeah, you do.
This station in particular.
Come on, Fahey. Let's, like Bill said, get in the game.
Total control here, Bill.
All right. Candidate number two comes to us from that flawless broadcaster known as TC. This is him wrapping up the Jason Garrett press conference, and then a mess ensues.
And you certainly don't want to get emotionally attached to any of those games. And, you know, we got to focus on getting better. We got a couple days to do that this week.
Thanks, guys.
Okay. Good to see you guys.
That's Jason Garrett, head coach of the Dallas Cowboys. Does anyone have any idea what they want to do next?
Let's go Topgolf.
Well, it looks like you were about to do a ticker when he took over.
You just want me to do that ticker right now?
Ladies and gentlemen, take a ticker.
I'm supposed
now
to
you fire
tonight.
The
sports news
fire
first, guaranteed.
Don't we have spots to play?
We do have spots.
Oh, well then, why? What are you guys doing? What kind of page are you on?
Come on, Mike.
You got the ticker.
You said go with the ticker and play it.
The ticket tap over brewing competition came.
So that good was that Lord. Was our part of our broadcast day just a few
Recall?
Days ago.
That show hates one another more than any.
It sounds like
there's
it.
A lot of hatred there.
We need to get it together.
Hey, someone told me that TC hates Regonk.
He does.
That
yeah,
he has not embraced
totally.
Regonk
yeah.
at all.
Yeah, totally. He fought with bad radio about it a couple
Why?
Days ago.
Goodness.
Why wouldn't he embrace Regonk?
I don't know.
Regonk is awesome.
It's the best yeah. placeholder word we've had in I don't know
yeah.
how long.
Yes.
And he brought it
it's
to
It's the
us.
New baby arm.
By accident.
He created Regonk.
Yes. It's like Jim. It's like any great ticket phrase we've had through the years.
Gosh, I bet you we don't even have Jim anymore.
Oh yeah, we still got Jim. I think.
I don't know about that, George.
Really?
I don't know about that. I wouldn't use this tone of voice, George.
Well, I do know this. Gordo is candidate number three.
All right. Well, I protest this.
All you gotta do is
Jim.
Where's the long one?
We don't have time for that right now because
Ain't
we got to get to this e-break from you on Monday morning. This is one of the most ridiculous things you've ever said on the air.
Jerry and Stephen Jones, they had a little special treat on Saturday night in London. They were about, they were one of 100 people yeah. who were invited to a party on the 308-foot super yacht owned super by yacht. The Jacksonville owner, Chad Kahn. And did you hear what happened afterwards? The next morning, they still were not able to find Natalie Wood.
We spent a week building up momentum in London, and you do that.
That doesn't even make sense.
No, it's one of the dumbest things you've ever said, which is really saying something.
I'm just saying anytime there's a party on an expensive boat somewhere, Natalie Woods doesn't come back.
Natalie Wood.
Oh, you on drugs? What's wrong with you?
I still think it's funny. I listen to it.
You're the only one, still yeah. the only one in the studio laughing.
Anytime there's a party on an expensive yacht, Natalie Woods doesn't come home. That's the way Robert Wagner wants it.
See, that's what you want from 10 to noon, P1s? I don't think so.
I don't think so either. I think that I deserve not to be on the air. I need to be in a behind-the-scenes position such as a producer.
Don't let him do that. He'll just sit in there and read for 2 hours.
I want to be Ty Walker's producer, 10 to noon, because he so rightly deserves that spot.
I see what you're up to. Nope, that's not going to happen. All right, these are the three candidates, Jonathan Fahey, TC, or Gordo. 888-787-1310. Let's all vote responsibly. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Give me John Fahey, the graduate of the Steve Busby School of Inflection.
Okay.
I didn't know they had that in school.
I didn't either. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Lemon chicken!
Okay, thank you. Hello, you're on the ticket AM and FM.
Good morning, Texas. I'd like to responsibly vote for one of the candidates. But I was out of town, so I didn't hear any of the choices. So vaginal size born.
Okay, we'll put you down for Fahey. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
This is the ghost of Natalie Wood, and I endorse number three.
See, even getting support from only her family,
another idiot,
but
yes.
her.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yeah, Bill, if you're listening, I'm in control here, Bill. Hey, Bill. Bill, where are you at? If you're listening, I want to tell you, I'm in control, Bill.
Thank you.
I'm in control.
Hello, you're on Sports Radio 1310 and 96 FM, The Ticket.
Hey, does anybody know when we're going to do the voting here? Anybody have any ideas? Anyone know? What are we doing here?
That's a TC vote there. Hello, you are on Ticket Radio.
I would like to vote for the president of Keith Oil. Their stock is at 23% thanks to the placenta market. Love you.
Very nice.
Market. Hello, you are on the ticket voting in the emergency break of the week.
Fahey, would you like it?
Mm-hmm. What? You say Fahey? Okay, he did say Fahey. Hello, you're on Ticket Radio.
Ragonk.
Not a candidate. Oh, yes, I guess TC. It is. Yeah. TC, yeah.
Ragonk.
See, I always think of Rolando McLean as Ragonk, since that's what he was trying to say. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Someone needs to go grab a binky and a diaper from Dan McDowell's desk and give it to Jonathan Fahey.
Ladies and gentlemen, wow. We have ourselves a winner. Jonathan Fahey.
Here, Bill.
For this very odd exchange with Bill.
What I've seen out of the Jaguars, what little I've seen out of the Jaguars, I think the only game I actually saw them play was that one where they had Philly, you know, down 17-0 at
week
the half.
One. Yeah, week one.
And that's pretty much their most impressive performance, I would say.
Let's go, finally, before we take our break here, let's check in with Bill in Dallas.
Hey, man, how you doing? I got to say something. You know, first of all, the guy that's there with you, he's got no credibility, man. Don't be on a talk radio show for sports and tell me you didn't see the game. What the heck's with that?
I wasn't in town. I didn't see the game. Sorry, Bill.
Listen, I'm just saying.
Well, what, Bill?
You're going to be on a sports talk show. You got TiVo or some way to record it.
Oh, I didn't.
Before you take the air. Well, come on, man. You know, get in the game.
All right. Is that what you call for? You call up here to attack me? Because, you know, I'm in control here, Bill. Right? You called up here. You're personally attacking me now. I'm sorry, Bill. I did not watch the game. I'm a terrible broadcaster. Thank you for the call. Let's move on. If you got a serious call and you're not calling up here to disparage me, I'm sorry that I'm not, you know, geez. Anyway. Let's give out the number again, 888-787-1310. We may or may not take your calls after that.
You know, we may or may not. Ooh, yeah, may not. He's in control. In he'll decide.
You know what else freaks me out about Fahey? He seems like a...
That he won't live past 30?
Well, yeah, he reminds me of a very young but wheels-off Davy Lane. There's sometimes when I'm like,
I thought Davy Lane was wheels-off.
But even more wheels-off than Davy was in his 20s.
Wow.
What about, but not more wheels off than Davey is in his 40s.
No, Davey's doing fine. All right, how many is that for one Jonathan Fahey?
That would be 6.
Wow.
Man. He's one behind TC and one behind Jerry Jones.
Well, okay. You know what? That sounds like a pretty tight race, but Fahey's in control of that race.
Yes, he is.
He's in control.
He's in control. All right, it's 8.